Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yeah. Hey man, where my real niggas at in this motherfucker, man? You feel me? Do the real nigga walk through for me, hey!
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through.
Watch me,
hey, why me walk through?
Watch me,
hey, why me walk through?
Watch me,
hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through. People don't know now, don't talk to. Me and Parliament and Big Hill boss too. Sitting at the round table making balls move. I don't walk through with Gucci on my feet. Who got more money, you or me? I'ma walk through usually with my nigga Beverly that I got the tool on me. I done slipped past security. What the fuck do you need glasses just to see? Me, when I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I were blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your hood, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me,
hey, why me walk through?
Watch me,
hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the walk through.
Yeah. Money over here, what you thought, clown? Play crazy while you're high, how you knocked down? No frowns round here, bro, we all smiles. G7 just dropped, got off town.
Mom shaked the boy out when I walked through. Scarface, boy, died, did part two.
How your people tell promoters that I'm coming? Park me in the front, leave the shit running. Here's a 100, what up? Live your bitch like a coin, better call it, nigga. She got a thing for his big dick baller, nigga. She bout to rock the boy Mike, tell it feedback. The realest nigga out my city. And I mean that.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through.
Hey, why me walk through?
Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the walk through.
Money music.
Well, what's up, DMV family? This is another week of JB's Lock It In. Had to start it a little early tonight. You know, I got to be up and about tomorrow. I got to try to rise and grind on my little, you know, trying to get this new job, man. Hopefully things will come through, you know. I'm praying on it, and hopefully, you know, I'll get this new job. I think it'll come through if I really want it. And these people, you know, it's a marketing job, so a little different from what I'm doing. But, you know, working with kids been killing me. So, you know, but this week coming up, I don't know if anybody's, you know, the way the weather looking. If you want to watch some racing, go ahead and get on the road about tomorrow, Saturday, and go on and head down to SGMP for the Chaos, the Small Block Chaos with Ronnie Brown. Now, there are some nice, when I say nice, locked-in races already. Already you got the Godfather, owned by Little Tony, taking on Stevie Wheeler and Wilbur Rickberg from the Boogeyman crew. They're taking on the Boogeyman Mustang. They're racing small block to small block. Nitrous to nitrous, heads up, 8th mile. They are locked in. Also locked in is Dr. Kevorkian, the car from out of the Midwest, the orange G-body, taking on the Predator. And I want to say, I don't know if this other race is still locked in. I heard some aspirations that Hand-Me-Down was sold, so there was another race between Hand-Me-Down and the Dirty Boys, but I don't know if this race is still locked in. I don't know if they had sold the car or not. But there are, you know, there's two or three other races being close to locked in. Now, look, this is small block chaos, but that does not mean, you know, if you going down there, you can get action. Also, Lavelle McDonald from the Hannibal crew, he's trying to get together a shootout. This shootout will be done by Willie Dawg himself. And just to say, the shootout, the way they're trying to do it is each person put up $1,000 and winner take all. Now, this shootout was supposed to go down this weekend at SGMP, Small Block Chaos. So if y'all, you know, it doesn't look like any racing going to be happening in the DMV with the snow sitting on the ground. So if you're trying to get something done, you know, trying to get a little pass, a little shakedown, or you're trying to see a little grudge action, go on ahead down to SGMP. I know Mr. Latavius Maddox in his Vega, I think he's still headed down. He had posted the other week that he wanted to go down and have a little fun. I think Latavius is going down. I don't know if anybody else that's going down, but I do know that there is a new small block car coming out in the DMV. Now, I'm not going to say no names. If people want to guess at what car this is, they can guess, but there is a new small block car, Cast Intake Nitrous, that will be coming out of the DMV this year. So be looking forward for a new small block car coming out of the DMV. Now, you know, this car, now people might have remembered this car, but like I said, it's changing a new face. It's going to be a little different. You know, it's going to be a car that people remember, but a different power plant. Now, you know, like I said, the DMV, I feel like the DMV, each couple months we've been seeing people been doing things, you know. I mean, you know, got a couple new cars coming out this year, got a couple races coming up this year. So far, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if somebody can help me out, I think that the fish fry, the annual fish fry of BMP, I want to say that is next Friday, if I'm not mistaken. If somebody can correct me or, you know, tell me any different, I think the annual fish fry for the boys in the DMV at BMP will be next Friday. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever been, but there is it's basically a big car show. The boys bring the cars out, a lot of trash talking, and usually in the past couple of years, there have been some races getting locked in for the year, you know, because that next week they'll be racing. I mean, you know, so if y'all looking to do a little shit talking, get some good food, hang out with the Grudge guys. Go ahead and head out to the fish fry next Friday at VMP. Also, let's see, coming up soon, I mean, we're only a couple weeks out from Long Island Joe at Fayetteville Drag Strips, north versus the south, and, man, stuff is getting interesting. It's getting really interesting for that race. I want to say now, I've been on Long Island Joe's new show and a few others, and I want to say there are 20-plus races locked in for the North versus the South. Also, like, there is a shootout. I want to say it's conventional. It's a conventional head shootout. Conventional head 28 shootout. So if anybody is looking to go do a little shootout, it is a conventional head 28 shootout. That is going down at the North versus the South. Also, coming up, the weekend of the 28th, it has already been, it's etched in stone. I've talked with Bill Harris. Bill Harris is doing his baddest of the bad small block. We got one class will be a small block 28 or 29, And, you know, that one is small block 2829. And then there's another class that's small block anything goes. So small block anything goes. So you can have a small block chassis car. You can have a small block stock suspension car. Anything goes, long as it's a small block. Small block turbo, small block boosted, or small block nitrous. So this race is going down March 28th at Richmond Dragway. If anybody you know, needs any information on that or any directions, they can get with me. I definitely can help you out because I will be there for the baddest of the bad small block race going on, taking place with Bill Harris, March 28th at Richmond Richmond Dragway. Next week, you can go on down. Mike Hill's throwing his baddest of the bad, you know, his first race that's going down at Carolina Dragway. He's got some locked-in races taking place. I want to say one of the main ones is Hannibal. Lavelle McDonald is locked in to take on the Memphis Gangster. They are running. He's got a couple shootouts. And like I said, this is his first race. So if you're trying to get out and do a little racing or you're trying to go see a good one, that's going to be his first one. That's next week. And, you know, I'll be traveling the following week, you know, finally getting out. I'm going to Louisiana. We got a Grudge Inc. Invade Louisiana. I'm going down there. I'm going to finally, you know, check out Louisiana and enjoy the French Quarter and maybe do a little fishing, you know. The boys are talking, you know, I've been talking to the boys down there. You know, they said there's some good fishing down there, good fun down there. So I'm going down. We are invading Louisiana. The cars that are going, Tony Bynes is taking his street car, Malibu, and he's taking, you know, Rambo is back. Rambo is definitely back. He is taking Rambo. And he is taking his streetcar. Biz, King Biz, is taking Cold Black. That small block is going down to play. The return of the Jolly Rancher is in effect for March 14th in Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Yes, the Jolly Rancher is returning. It is going to be at No Problem Raceway March 14th. These are all the things that are going on for March. If anybody has anything else they got going on in the month of March or, you know, something they trying to do, something they trying to lock in, all mics will be open. You can press the 1. And, you know, any updates on any new cars or anything, if anybody is on that wants to do a little, even a little, maybe somebody want to lock something in for one of these upcoming races. If you got something you want to get off your chest, you can definitely click the 1 button and be heard. I know there's some long call out lists out there, but I'm not going, you know, I'm going mute on that one. I know there's some long call out lists, and I just want to know when these lists are going to get worked out, because sooner or later, you know, these tracks open and the trash talking is all good, but them deposits got to hit and the racing got to start. So I just want to know who is on whose radar and who is going to lock who in. Because, like I said, racing's coming. Racing's around the corner. There's no more talk about it. So, you know, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and open the floor. If there's anybody, or if there's even a promoter, if there's a promoter on that wants to give, you know, a little shout-out on their race or they got something they want to do, you know, I heard of another one coming up. I think that one's in April. I think Street Freaks is doing his annual, I think it's called the Super Bowl. He's doing that at Capitol. I think he's trying to work out a 29-inch tire shootout with Tricky Ricky. I know they're trying to get the, you know, specifics going, but, you know, I know that's in place. So a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of racing, a lot of events. So, you know, I think this is going to be a good year for the DMV, period. I think there's going to be some good stuff going on. So if anybody, you know, like I said, I mean, I know, you know, I think I kind of threw a little wrench in there by changing the time, because you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't do internet, so they probably didn't see the time change. But, you know, I'm going to roll the show on until about 9:30 tonight. We're going to crank it on up to about 9:30, see if anybody got anything they want to say, or see if anybody got a call out. But, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to get somebody in here, see if they got somebody they want to call out, or somebody they want to, you know, even if it's not even a call out, even if it's something to tell us about an event, because I would like to get Street Freaks on here so he could give us more info on the Super Bowl. I mean, it sounds like a hell of a race. If there's anybody on here that can give us some info on that, I mean, that sounds like a good old race, and shoot, that'd be the first one I'd go to in April. So I don't know if anybody is on that has any info on Street Freaks race. If they do, please press the 1 button, or, you know, let's see what we got on here so far. Oh, I see somebody I got on here. I'm going to open him up. I opened your mic just so I can see how you are doing, sir. 757-630-3408. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, JB. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. I just, you know, checking on you, see how things going, man. I know racing season right around the corner. I know you can't wait.
Yeah, you know. Can't wait till this weather gets out of here first.
Oh, yeah. I know that's right, man. I mean, the weather is definitely holding us back right now. Ain't nothing you can do around here. That's why I told a few people. I know, if anybody's doing it, wants to do any traveling this weekend, SGMP got a good one down there. Got a little cast intake shootout for some, I think it's $3,000. Free entry. So I know that's going on, and they got about 4 or 5 locked in grudge races, and you know that it sounds like it's going. I just checked the weather, 68 degrees down there. So you know it's a lot different from there to the DMV. I can definitely say that.
Yeah, that sounds like it's gonna be a good one. And no telling what the winter up here, man. This last 2-3 years, the winter's been kind of strange, and there's no telling really when this winter's going to leave us. But hopefully we'll be out and ready to go, you know, right around April time. So that's what we're shooting for.
All right.
But yeah, I overheard you talking about your new job, man. Wishing you the best of luck with that, and hopefully you make the right moves.
Oh yeah, you know, I've been thinking about job changes, you know, seeing what's gonna happen, seeing the way things gonna flow. You know, I had one offer, you know, a little ways. I had an offer down in Louisiana. That's something I would think about, but man, that's a big change.
Oh, Lord. All the way down to Louisiana, huh?
Yeah, that's a big change. So I don't, you know, don't know. Don't know if I want to do that yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, you know what decisions you got to make, and, you know, however it works out, it'll work out the way it should, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think it'll work out. I definitely think it'll work out, you know.
Well, that's good, man. I wish you the best of luck with that. And, of course, I got off Facebook in January, so I don't really stay in the loop of what's going on with all that, with all the smack talking and stuff. But, a friend of mine asked me about who I had on off the top of my head, and, you know, I just threw out names, so. You know, as far as my crew goes, you know, all these other guys, they know, they pretty much know who we're going to be coming for. And, you know, hell, even some of the guys that aren't even on that list, you know, they can be next as well. It's just a matter of what track we're at, when we're ready to go, everything's working like it should. We're ready to keep providing action pretty much wherever we go.
I hear you.
So, but it seems like, you know, of course everyone's making a lot of changes, which that's the norm. And that's a good thing, you know, because a drag race, and you always want to be, you know, better and better every year. But it seems like there's going to be quite a few changes going on. And I'm expecting the small block stuff to be pretty big this year, which I'm excited for, because that's all I live for is that small block, small tire stuff. So I'm thinking
it's
going to be pretty.
I was just posting just now. I don't know if you know, but there's a car that used to be in the DMV that has changed hands, and now will be sporting. It will be sporting a small block in it now.
Okay.
Yep.
I think I got an idea which car that might be, but. I don't know. There's so much stuff out there. You don't know what's what. You know what I mean? So that's why you just gotta show up, be ready to go, and just get it on. You know, lock the money in and just get in the lanes.
You're right.
But I am pretty interested. But you know, have these new cars that are going to be coming out. It should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, a lot of new cars, a lot of new faces, and I see the I just saw that there's a new big block car coming out of the North Carolina area. I want to say I saw it on at the No. I think he was shaking it down at Lights Out, but I think Dale Handy and their camp has a new big block black car coming out on 28.
Okay, yeah, I saw that on the live stream. That looked like a pretty well. Them Handy boys, they always been really fast, and you can't underestimate those guys. They've been at the top of the game for a long time. I've been watching those guys class race for years. And looked like a really nice piece.
Yeah, let me, something must be going on with the show. Let me see if I can get this straight. Some people said they can't get in. I'm going to have to see if I can call a few people in, see if that worked. But I don't know what's going on. Maybe me changing the time tonight, maybe something happened. But we're going to see if this works. All fails. Yeah, I don't know what's going on tonight.
My buddy told me.
So when you called in, did you call into a different number? No,
my buddy Tim told me that that the show was going to be on at 7 o'clock tonight. So I'm at work. I'm at home. I'm not working tonight because of the weather. So I just called in the normal number that you always have, and here I am.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. People saying they can't get on. I'm sitting here, you know, talking to you, and I'm like, how am I talking to you if they can't, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Is there somebody trying to get on, or is there a few several people?
There's about 10 to 15 people trying to get on, and they're saying that it won't let them on. And I'm trying to sit here, and I'm like, why won't it let them on if it's...
You know what? I think I know what it might be. There could be, JB.
What's that?
It could be just the top-notch show this week. We're just gonna block them all out.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on. I ain't never... I have never in my life had a problem with this show. And, all right, what the world? Yeah, I've never, you know, never had a problem with people calling in. And I don't understand. People, I got people in here and people that can't get in here, and I'm wondering how did they get in here if the other people, you know, how did I get anybody in here anyway if other people can't get in here? I'm trying to, this is new.
What number? Is it the same number or a different number or something? Or
no, it's the same number, same host number and same call-in number.
Maybe just tell them, you know, all of them hang up and just call back and see if that, you know, resets it or something like that.
I don't know what is going on tonight.
You guys cancel, like, schools and stuff up there, too, for today?
Oh, yeah, I'm off tomorrow, so I'm good.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yep, I'm off tomorrow, so can't complain on that one. Can't complain.
I hear you.
What about you? You said you're off tonight, so that snow must have messed y'all up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we get 2-3 inches, this place freaks out. So they had basically called it off yesterday, like 5-6 o'clock in the evening. They had already pretty much shut down schools and bases and everything. They had already called it yesterday, so we knew we weren't going to be working today. But my wife's got to go back to work tomorrow, but I'm off on Friday, so I got a little extended weekend, so I'm good.
Yeah, so, yep, I can't, you know, can't complain. I think I'm going to try to get to a couple performance shops tomorrow, and, you know, like I said, I'm going to let you know, and we will be doing one big one at the end of this year, going to be at one of the best tracks around, and we're just working out the specifics now, and then, you know, we're also finishing the deal for Left 4 Dead 2. That's the one me, Scotty G, and we do up there at Cecil, which last year was, man, it was a packed house even with the rain. So hopefully this year,
yeah,
you know, we can do something without rain. You know, without rain would be perfect. But, you know, we're going to work on it. But we got that one working. And like I said, I'm going to Louisiana, you know, at March 14th. That, you know, never been down there, but the boys – the boys talk a lot of shit, and, you know, they got a lot of cars down there, and I think I'm going to go ahead and, like I said, I'm going to get on the road Friday and, you know, head on down, and, you know, I'm going to get on the road Thursday night and head down, hopefully get there Friday midday and enjoy a little bit of Louisiana and talk a little shit and, you know, get to go down on Bourbon Street.
I hear you, man. That's the place to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I mean, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
Get out and get away from all this snow and this cold weather, you know.
Yeah, this shit ain't no good, man. I mean, you know, when it's like what 32 degrees and 10 degrees, and I guess tomorrow's supposed to drop to 10 to 15 degrees. This is no good. It's no good at all. It's no good for anybody. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah. You said you said you got a big show that you're gonna be getting together. You thinking that's probably gonna be like at MIR or something like that?
I can tell you this. It's gonna be at a track very similar to MIR, and it's gonna be basically, I mean, we are doing one at MIR. August the 8th with Larry T. We are doing one with Larry T. August 8th at MIR. And then we're also, like I said, we're going either the last week in August or the week before that, we will be in Cecil for, you know, Left 4 Dead 2.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah,
yep.
Definitely trying to make that one, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, June, I think in June, Biz is, I'm going to tell you, and that was probably the best race I've probably been to, and the reason I'm going to say that, because, you know, when you start meeting different people, different cars, different, and I mean, you seeing people just grudge racing from the time you walk in to the time you leave, Marcus Jones, a.k.a. Biz, had his North versus the South race at 41 last year, and I'm going to tell you, 41 is no different than, I would honestly say 41 is probably no different than Colonial Beach as far as, like, the surround, like, you know, like the surrounding, like the area. But the track works, and, you know, I got there at, what, 9 or 10? They didn't stop racing until 2 or 3.
Jeez.
And, I mean, it was raced, you know, Tony ran Boost 12. I think the Fugitive, the car out of the Midwest owned by Lucas Weldon on 29s, he ran somebody. And, I mean, it was, you know, Smokey, Willie Dog's car took a win against somebody. It was a hell of a race. And, it was just a race that, you know, a lot of people, you know, came and they got it on. It didn't matter if it was a stock block, small block. It didn't matter if it was a big block. 29s, 28s, 275s, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, they had a small block LS1 powered Malibu run a Porsche.
What?
And the funny thing about it, that was one of the biggest money races. I want to say they ran for like $35,000 to $4,000.
Jeez.
And I'm going to tell you, when the LS1 left, It was a gap trail from the 30, the 60, on to the quarter mile. And I was thinking, I said, man, this Porsche is going to cover some area, but that LS1 had it, you know, he had it nitrous down. So, but that's the thing. I mean, it was racing from the time we went in, from the time we left.
Yeah, those are the good ones.
Oh,
I
yeah,
like
oh, yeah.
I like the, I don't like that whole curfew thing, man. I like running it. You know, it's a midnight one. You know, those are when it gets real fun. You know, as long as the track is still decent, of course.
You're right.
But, man, you still can't get nobody on this thing, huh? They're all sitting there. They just can't get on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to I'm texting the support people, you know, ask them if there's anything I did wrong. I mean, just by moving the show up by an hour shouldn't have shot me in the foot.
No, because they can still call in and they can still hear us. Should be able to hit the one button.
Yeah, hold on. Here go somebody from the Top Notch camp. Maybe he can tell me. It might have took him a while to get in. Is this Tim Furby?
Yep.
Yeah, what's going on, man? You know, just trying to work on my issue. What's going on?
Man, I've been listening for 30 minutes now, and I just hit the one and it let me in.
I don't know what that, I mean, this is some interesting stuff. I mean, what y'all, the boy probably saying, oh, Top Notch, you did this shit on purpose.
We're shutting it down.
Man.
Shutting it down. What's going on, Tim?
How much, bro?
Man, yeah, Austin's sitting there, and, Lord, the boys can't get on, man. I don't know what the hell is going on. This ain't never happened before. It's definitely interesting.
Yeah, we don't want to hear Austin. He talks too much anyway.
He's
fired up right now. He can't even talk.
Yeah, he probably is. He's probably like, man, this man talking shit to me and I can't even say nothing.
Well, that's weird.
Man.
I mean, tell them, I mean, have them hang up. Hang up and just keep trying.
Are they even able to listen to the show at all, or are they just not getting through at all?
They just can't get through at all.
Huh. That's weird.
Like I said, I got on and your music was still playing. It was before you even, I guess, started the show that you started talking. And then I just hit the one.
Yeah, I've never had this happen.
Can you, like, is there a way that you can, like, restart it, or?
Well, I was thinking of just restarting it, you know, but then I was like, well, if I restart it, will that, you know, shoot me in the foot and not be able to have it at all? I mean, I just don't know what's going on. I think maybe just taking that, just switching the time might have hurt it, but golly, I mean, I don't know why I would do that.
Hmm.
I'm telling the boys, I'm posting right now, Top Notch got on show disabled for about an hour, hour and a half. Sorry, fellas. They gonna die.
Yeah, he thought they probably thinking we paid you, huh? And shut this thing down.
Man.
Yeah, I missed it last week. I wasn't really doing a whole lot at work, and then got super busy, so I couldn't even call in at all. But so I guess it was my redemption week.
and shut it all down.
Yeah,
just blame it on the weather, JB.
Yeah, you know, the weather might be. You're right. Weather might be something interesting too, but I, you know, never. Never seen the show just, you know, do this.
I'm wondering if it, at like 8 o'clock of like your normal time that it normally starts, probably work then, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's even going to do anything. I mean, Lord, this is interesting. Like I said, never had this happen before, but very interesting. Very, very. Yeah.
How many people you got on right now, JB?
Right now I have on 40-some people, and, you know, usually I can hold 200, and that's what usually all premium grudge shows can hold. And, I mean, there has been a few times where I've had the full show, but right now, it's showing 40-some people, and it's saying it's saying full, but it's not full. So I don't know what the hell is going on. I mean, you know, we paid the bill.
Yeah, clearly we on here with you, so maybe it's just a technical difficulty.
Yeah, I would guess so. I would guess this is a...
But JV, how you like that list my boy Tim put up there?
That was a nice list, you know. I know the boys. I know I got a call about that list, and somebody said, "Well, how the hell I ain't number one on that list?" And you can understand who would have called me and asked why he wasn't number one on the list. But he said for some reason he wants you bad as a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's probably Jeff Rogers, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely Jeff Rogers.
Yeah. Now, that it ain't in no specific order, but that Black Mama can be first or last. It don't matter. We just want him at least twice.
So you saying the Black Mamba got to get it twice? There's no doubt about it. The Black Mamba has got to get it twice.
Black Mama's in trouble. That's pretty much the moral of the story right there. You know, like I said, it's in no specific order, but the Black Mama, he better touch the tail.
Hold on, fellas. Let me see what this old Jay Barnes. Can you? Huh? Well, see, the thing is, I tried to reschedule it for 7 to 9:30 because I had to do something a little different. Now, I didn't know if that would mess the show up, but I guess it must have done something with the show. I'm on the show now. The funny thing is I got people on, but some people can't get on. Well, I'm going to tell you what I done did. Top Knot said he done shut our show down, and nobody else can get on. I mean, if this is... Yeah, I don't... There's a slew full of people on the post on DMV, and they're like, man, we can't get on your show, JB. I'm like, man, hold on. How the hell y'all can't get on? I got people on. Lord, yeah. So it's a system malfunction with Blog Talk. It's not me. I was just wondering. I was like, man, what is wrong? But what we're gonna try to do is we're gonna try to reschedule another show at 8 and try to, you know, get it back on that way. But I've never seen this happen. I never have seen this happen where, you know, people can't get on. It's like, you know, where some people can get on and some people can't. This is crazy. I don't know what's going on, but very interesting.
And you had the same problem back when you were sick that week.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if by letting James Green on here, I messed my show up. Well, yeah, this is very, first time for everything.
Because you couldn't get on that day, Top Notch.
Huh?
Because Top Notch couldn't get on that night.
Man, that ain't no good.
Yeah.
That ain't no good. I don't like that, so, yeah, hopefully we can get this fixed, because, you know, it's kind of funny, people like, JB, you fool? I'm like, man, I ain't fool. I mean, I got a few people, but I would definitely not say fool.
Yeah. So how do you think you're gonna try and do this? You're just going to restart it, you think, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to try to restart it. You have an upcoming scheduled show and in 15 minutes. What would you want to do?
I bet that's what it is.
Yeah, that's some interesting shit. I ain't never had that happen, though, man. That's some different shit there. Now, if I call back in at 8 o'clock and it's still doing the same thing, then me and Blog Doc won't have a problem, but... But fellas, what I'm going to try to do... If y'all can, I'm going to have y'all call back in at 8, and I'm going to try to, redo it, and hopefully that'll take, but, in 15 minutes, I'll be calling back in.
All right.
All right, fellas.
All right, buddy.
All right.